Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and this is One on One. Many of us, we're struggling with things like credit card debt. We're over our head in money issues, issues that are literally sucking the life right out of us, and you feel as though there's no way out. My guest today is Dr. Coy Barker, a man with an apostolic gift, an amazing, humble servant of God, but there's something else about this man that you do not want to miss today, and that is his power and authority to break the believer's life free from financial curses. So prepare yourself right now. We're going to break the financial curse that could be in operation in your life. The next half hour is going to be your one-on-one miracle with Dr. Coy Barker. Grab your Bible, call somebody, text somebody, Facebook them, tell them to tune in right now. Your life is about to change for the better. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Dr. Coy Barker.
Amen.
It's an honor to have you, sir.
So excited about being here.
I am too. You know, I can just feel the presence of the Lord in the building.
Here.
I mean, from
He's
the moment
here.
You walked in and your family, I had a privilege to meet your lovely wife, Dee, and your son. I could feel the presence of the Lord. And people watching right now need to know, they need to understand that God is still alive and at work in their life.
Moving.
Tell us and the people watching why we should not feel under the foot of the devil.
Right.
But why in this moment we have the ability to take authority and dominion over something that is absolutely just devastating us, and that is money.
That's it. And it's supposed to be a tool that we use in the kingdom for advancement.
Mm.
But the enemy has slipped in, cause people to get into a situation, Damon, where really they're in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And my calling, my gifting, is to be able to give them a key that unlocks their life to the blessings of God. Because I believe with you that God called us to be a people who live an abundant life.
Yeah.
And I think it's past time for us to come into that place by the anointing of God.
Yeah.
And I say to people all the time, there is an anointing that breaks that bondage of debt, that spirit of poverty, that stronghold of the enemy off of us.
Yeah.
And what God has used me to do is to cause people to hear, because the Bible makes it real clear. If you hear and you obey an instruction from a man or woman of God, that instruction that you obey is guaranteed by heaven to unlock the prison that you're in, whether it be fear, whether it be poverty, whether it be strains or struggles, whether it be rejection. And so today, we're simply going to, as the mouthpiece of God, going to give you an instruction. That the Bible said, if you believe the prophet, the voice of God that comes from His servants, if you believe it, you'll prosper. Now, the word prosper means that you'll have wholeness, that you'll be nothing missing in your life. There'll be nothing broken in your life.
Nothing lacking.
Nothing lacking at all. So by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I can say this because I came from abject poverty.
Wow.
I came from a life of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God began to open these revelations to me, Damon, it was like my world changed.
Yes, amen.
When suddenly I realized my Savior, my Lord, Jesus Christ, paid the price on the cross for me to be delivered from financial strain.
Wow.
Because the Bible said that curse was broken off of me, that the blessing might come on me.
Wow.
Galatians chapter 3.
Dr. Barker, let me get into this with you at a basic foundational level, if I can, which is, where are people really? As a pastor, you have pastored precious sheep your entire life, sir.
Yes, I have.
You're a man that carries an apostolic anointing.
Yes.
To not just build churches, but do something amazing.
See people set free.
See people set free. What do you see out there? Where are we as a country right now?
Most people are covered with fear. Mm. They're living in this life where they're not sure what's going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're reaching. They're searching.
Mm-hmm.
We know religion in itself will not help them.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a relationship with Jesus.
Sure.
The thing that I try to do is give them Bible. Because if you give them the Word...
Praise God.
See, the thing that I learned, and I take this very personal,
mm-hmm.
I began to understand I could build my life on God's reputation.
Right.
Because God's not a liar. Mm-hmm. He's never lied to anybody. And so Numbers 23:19 said that God cannot lie.
Right.
That what He's spoken, He'll bring to pass. So I want you to hear that real clearly. Because I built my life, my family's life, on one truth, God's reputation.
Yeah.
He's a Father. He loves you. He loves you unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
He will meet every need in your life. And I can sit here with absolute authority and tell you that in Jesus' name, today is going to be a change in your world.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God, I feel the anointing beginning to just come down like a
mm-hmm,
cloud.
Mm-hmm.
God is about to change your life forever.
And He is a Father. He's Abba Father.
Yes, He is.
He isn't, you know, behind the veil.
He's not a dictator.
No, and He's not ignoring what's... He's aware. It's like me with my children. I know, because I choose to look in, what's going on in the life of my children.
Yes.
So the Father knows what's going on in the life of the believer. He knows the struggle. He knows the discouragement.
Yes.
He knows the heartache.
Yes.
He has a full understanding.
Yes, He does.
Of this money problem.
Yes.
That the believer's dealing with. But why? If He's so aware. Why, if He loves us so much?
That's the crux.
Why are we still struggling? So?
Here's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is touched by our feelings and our needs. There's only one way, according to God's Word, that you get His hands involved in your life. His hands, and I don't know about you, I need His hands. I need God to get His hands involved in my life.
Yeah.
I need Him to reverse some things.
Yeah.
I need Him to change some things.
So
the way that I get God's hands involved in my life, not just His heart, His heart's touched, but His hands are involved only when I hear the instruction, and I obey the instruction.
Mm.
Then His hands become involved in my life. See, I believe that we have defining moments in our life.
Sure.
We have moments just like the Bible characters where they met with God.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham met with God. God made a covenant with him. It changed his heart. It was a defining moment for him.
Sure.
Jacob had a moment that was defining where he met with God and God said, your world's changing today. Mary and Martha had a defining moment when Jesus stood at the tomb of their brother and He said, I'm ready to show resurrection power.
That's right.
But
that's right.
You must hear the instruction and you must obey the instruction. He said to Moses, quit your crying, drop your tears, stand up, do what I'm going to instruct you to do.
That's it.
And when he heeded the instruction of God, the Red Sea parted.
That's right.
Israel went across. Drowned the enemies, their whole world changed.
But he had to heed the instruction.
He had to hear it, and he had to move with an absolute confidence in the reputation of God.
Well, you just said two things to me that if we have to hear this instruction to see God's hands move in the situation.
Yes, we do.
It says to me that the devil would probably do everything in his power
to try to block it,
to keep us from hearing.
Yes.
So there are people that have tuned in today that are beaten out, broken down. They have just about given up hope.
Yep.
And that's the enemy trying to get them to not hear
what
thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
So is it crazy for me to believe that God could send a prophet, a man with yoke breaking, curse shattering power here to invade their timeline, to be the thing to cause us to wake up and recognize that God's still alive and can still perform a miracle today?
I've got testimonies, and the greatest witness in the courts of the land is an eyewitness testimony. I have testimonies of people who heard and obeyed a simple instruction out of the mouth of a servant of God.
Yes.
It changed the world. One family, multiple millions of dollars in debt, God broke that curse. They begin to come out of it. All they had to do was hear and do what the servant of God said. Another brother owns and his wife owns a business in Alabama. Heard the voice of God, laid a sacrifice into our hands. We prayed over it. A multi-million dollar contract came in his hands within 7 days. I'm not talking about something that's going to happen 5 years from now. I want you to understand, in the kingdom, we have entered a new zone.
Yeah.
We're in a zone where things used to take a year, they're going to take a month.
Mm.
Things that used to take a month, they're going to take a week.
Mm-hmm.
God is speeding, accelerating His process. So, Damon, today is a day of destiny for your people.
And you came here not by happenstance.
No, this is divine.
It's divine. You came here to give a word to these people.
That's it.
I mean, you came here to shake some stuff up.
That's it.
You came here to give the devil a black
eye. To break his
eye.
Power.
When you speak, I can feel it.
Yes.
I mean, I can feel it.
Yes.
It's almost as though there's a reverberation in the air.
Hallelujah.
And I know people watching are feeling that. They have thought and seen is death in their life and destruction and brokenness and bondage.
Yes.
And the words you speak are like the key that opens those gates.
Is.
What do they need to do? Is it just receiving that? Is it to believe that? Is it to hang on to that? How do we get this power of God active in the believer's life today?
Two ways that I want to really close this into their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Two ways. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Dee and I put a 30-day devotional together that breaks the spirit of debt. Because the greatest struggle that you're facing is financial struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you, if you could get the financial monkey off of your back, your life would be joyful.
It's the truth, because financial problems create all kinds of problems.
Marital problems, family problems, physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we put this together and we put our face before God and said, God, this is a special weapon against the destructive forces of darkness.
Mm.
So you pour it into us, we'll write it. So he just poured it into D and I, my wife and I, we just wrote out what he said.
My God.
And we've got testimonies from people that are saying, I took that 30-day devotional, Damon. I took it into my heart.
Mm.
When the enemy would try to get me to doubt what God had said, then I would take that word that's in that devotional and I'd say, this is God's eternal word who cannot
lie.
So that was the first thing.
Got it.
The second key that is the master key that will change their world is this day they can unlock the financial blessings of God, the miracle that you need in your life when you say, I'm going to go to that telephone, I'm going to make this phone call, and I today am going to give a seed. Anybody can do it. I'm not going to ask you to do something that anybody can't do. I'm going to give a seed of $100. You say, well, Pastor, that seems mighty small. Let me tell you something. It's not the amount.
Mm-hmm.
It's the faith that moves you.
Yeah.
Where you make a deposit into the kingdom of God, You're not given to me. You're not given to Damon. You're given to the anointing and you're giving to the gospel. And the gospel that you invest in, the Word of God that you're investing in. So I want you to go right now. Do not delay. Let me tell you what happens. Mm-hmm. If you sit there and try to logically figure out the gospel, you'll never figure it out because the carnal mind, the natural mind, cannot comprehend how a simple seed. I want you to take your credit card. Yeah, you used it for everything else. That's why it's become a bondage. I want you to use it now as a destructive power to rip that debt out of your life. I want you to go tell them, this is my credit card. Here's my $100. We're going to send you this devotional. Mm-hmm. When you get it, you take that devotional into your life. Mm-hmm. You hold on to that word every day. You speak that word. You open your mouth and say, I am coming out of my debt, my sickness, my family problems. Mm-hmm. I will be set free. I was doing a ministry just like this, Damon. The Spirit of God moved like it's moving around. My whole skin's mm-hmm, crawling. Mm-hmm. The anointing of God is present. And a man called in and he said, I want to give a sacrifice. It was a major sacrifice. He put that major sacrifice on his credit card. They brought me the little credit card slip and said, he just gave this. I want you to lay hands on it. His son had just went off the deep end, left him. He had no idea where he was at. Mm. 5 years had passed. He had not heard one word. He called the ministry at 11 p.m.
Wow.
At 11:05 p.m., his phone rings. He answers the phone. His son, his prodigal son, his wayward son, his flesh and blood, said, Daddy, I don't know what happened, but about 5 minutes ago, a voice inside me said, you have to call your daddy right now.
My God.
And he said, 5 minutes ago is when I dialed the phone number, gave my credit card. Heaven responded.
Yes,
the hands of God reached over into another state, touched that boy's heart, and had him call his daddy. And now they're best buddies in business together.
Wow.
I don't know what you would say that a son's worth. I have no idea.
It's priceless.
But I'm telling you, it's priceless.
It is. And there are people right now that have gotten a diagnosis from the doctor.
Yes.
And it's not a good one.
Yes.
And maybe something has happened
yes.
on the job. They're like, I don't have that ability to sow that kind of seed.
Right.
But God makes a way.
Yes, He does.
And when you move, we're not here to move God, but when you move,
yes.
when the Spirit of God is moving, and you move in concert with the Spirit of God, something miraculous takes place. I'll never forget Dr. Barker. First time I ever met the late Dr. Oral Roberts.
Yes.
I was in his home in California. And Pastor Gregory Dickow took me to meet this man.
Yep.
And I'm just a kid. I left and to ask him but one question.
Yep.
And as we were leaving, I asked Dr. Roberts, I said, Dr. Roberts, could you leave me with one golden nugget that I could take with me to apply to my life? He said, always sow your seed from your need.
That's right.
Seed
always.
Sowing. It does something, doesn't it?
It does something. There's no way to describe the power of a simple seed of faith.
Mm.
It changed my life. It changed Dee's life. It's changed our world. Our son's life was changed with
it.
When we understand the power that's in obedience to an instruction, taking that seed, wrapping it up in faith, putting it into the gospel, I believe who you sow into, you reap back from. So I sow into God, to the gospel, but then I sow into this anointing.
Yes.
See, the anointing that you carry to see lives change, people need to understand they're sowing into a life-changing anointing.
Yes, that's right.
They're sowing into a ministry destined to rock worlds with the gospel all over the world. So what we're asking you to do is go to the phone, jam it out, and say, in Jesus' name, my world's changing today. Action moves the hand of God.
That's right.
Faith action moves the hand of God. And just like when Oral laid his hands on Dee and I, prophesied over us in his home there, we bowed before him, sitting in his chair. He prophesied over us and he said, every time you speak about the seed
My God.
Of faith, there's going to be miracles. Mm-hmm. And it rocked our world. I mean, Dee and I, our world was rocked.
Wow.
As God began to use that word, we began to tell people, you don't have to stay in debt. You don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay in bondage. You don't have to stay where you are. Today, God can change your world.
And He can change it now. It's not next week. It's not 2 weeks,
it's
2 months
now.
From now. It's right now. But we have to move, don't we?
Yes.
Well, what do people struggle with? Because I have sat in service before. Being honest, my grandpa used to say, confession's good for the soul, not your reputation. But you said something earlier. We're going to stake our claim in the reputation of God.
God.
And God is always faithful.
Yes, He has.
God is at right on time. And people struggling right now need a right on time God to perform a right on time miracle. But I was gripped. Yes. I found myself thinking, oh God, here we go. It's another seed show, right?
Yeah.
Or here we go. I got to take money out I don't have. But every single time I moved,
it changed your world.
It changed. God did something miraculous.
It does.
Dr. Barker, I believe that we don't give room enough.
That's right.
For God to do what God wants to do. We stand in the way. We get in the way.
Do.
We apply our logic on that thing instead of saying, it's not my logic that changes things.
Nope.
It's the logic of the Master. And His ways are higher than our ways, aren't they?
First Corinthians 2:9 said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither is in the heart of man things God has prepared. But He said, by my Spirit will they be revealed. What He goes on to say, He said, the natural mind, the carnal mind can't receive what God's doing. So when we sit here under the anointing, and we know this anointing of God. We trust this anointing of God. I want to give you a scripture. Amos 9:13. If you ever got a hold of it, and it's in the devotional, we printed this whole scripture out. Amos 9:13 from the Message Bible. Listen carefully, because if you get this, it's worth you listening today. God said, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree, it won't be long now. Things are going to happen so fast that your head is going to swim. Suddenlies, one thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up with the blessings.
Wow.
Everything's going to be happening at once. Your body's going to get well. Your debt's going to be removed. Your household's going to get saved. Everything's going to happen at once. Then He said, and everywhere you look, blessings.
Wow.
I didn't say that. That's what God Almighty said. So today when you respond, because He's talking about when you sow a seed in these last days, the seed sower and the harvester will be in the field at the same time. This is a specific God moment where you heard an instruction. And that instruction holds everything that you've been praying about, that you say you've been waiting on, and God's saying there's no more delays.
That's right.
I'm going to move quickly. I'm going to move suddenly. I'm going to change things. And so the Holy Spirit's saying you've got to step beyond where you've ever been.
Yeah.
You've got to make a move to immediately respond. When you study the Word of God, those that got miracles, listen, every time they asked Jesus for a miracle, what did He say? Go wash in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Or get up off your cot.
Mm-hmm.
There was action they had to do.
That's right.
There was faith is action.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord's saying to you, the thing you say you've been waiting on God for, now the wait's over. If you'll hear the instruction, you'll stand up in your spirit, dial that number, because I'm telling you that number you're dialing is connected to the throne. When you dial that number, you've released into the kingdom what is precious to you. And Psalm 126 said, if you sow in tears, you're going to reap in joy.
Amen.
If you sow that's precious, read it.
Psalm
126, read it. Short, read it. Sow that which is precious. And He said, the blessings are going to come on you till it's going to seem like a dream.
Yes, amen. Wow.
God's going to move so quickly, so powerfully, it's going to seem like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
My God, the Holy Spirit is so powerful right now. He's calling you to action so He can testify He's still moving.
Amen. And you know, we want to give you three things, three very important things.
Yes.
You've come here for a reason.
Yep.
For a purpose.
Yes.
You have met divine appointment with
yes.
the people watching. And we just let God do what God had to
and
do
that's
today.
That's the only
Amen?
Reason you did it.
It's the only reason I did it. But I want to give three things to people who are willing to take a step of faith today. Because we don't want to just take, we want to give to you.
Yes.
We want to put something in your
yes.
hands. And number one, we want to get this amazing devotional that
yes.
you and Pastor D
yep.
put together.
Yep.
A 30-day devotional that you will walk through
yes.
miracles.
Yes.
And to the next step and glory to glory in your
yep.
life. Are you ready for that? It's not just good for you, but it might be something that
That's
you can
right.
hand to somebody.
Hand to somebody.
To say, here is
yep.
the key to unlock the big doors in your life. Amen?
Yes.
And then I want to get you an entire 1 hour behind the scenes. You only saw 28 minutes today, but we spent an hour,
yes.
almost an hour and a half together
yep.
when we walked through the divine nature of God.
Yes.
How do miracles happen?
Yep.
Are they there? Are they still there for you, the believer? And other things, practical steps to get close to God, where you can hear God
yes.
and see Him active in your life. You got to get that. And number three, we want to pray for you. And I'm going to ask Dr. Barker to pray a prayer of financial release and healing over your life.
Yes.
Now, we don't have time to have that on the show. I wish that we could.
Yes.
But when you call and you sow a seed today, we're going to get you these three things. And that third thing, which is a prayer of release, financial release, financial breakthrough, healing in your life that you put in the car and you play.
Yes.
You play in the morning when you
yes.
get up. You play at night when you're heading to bed. You give this to somebody
yep.
to say, you want to see God show up?
Yep.
Pray this prayer.
That's right.
We're going to do that. So we love you and we thank you. This is One-on-One and we are just delighted that you've allowed us to come into your home, into your office, however you're connected to us today. Let God do
yes.
what God wants to do right yes. now by making that call. We love you and I'll see you again next week.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.